Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels up in Bar Harbor, Maine. Terry, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, today our topic is about HR and hospitality today. And the hospitality industry certainly has its unique challenges and rewards. So as an HR director with a family hotel, tell me a little bit about some of the important things that you deal with on a daily basis from an HR perspective.
Well, we're big about recruiting. We are 13 hotels that hire about 500 people in the course of the early spring to fill the needs of our hotels throughout the season.
That has its own challenges, doesn't it? 500 people?
Exactly. It truly is. And we start out with a main goal of trying to always hire local people, as they know our business well, they know our area well, and we're a locally owned company. And so hiring locals is very important. But the unfortunate thing is there are not always enough local people to fill the positions that we have, which, again, is in the upwards number of 500 positions.
Do you use a lot of students that come back for the summer? This is predominantly a summer seasonal business in Bar Harbor, Maine, correct?
We do. We're very fortunate in this area that we have a lot of students to choose from, and we try to nurture them up through the college years of hospitality school as well as high school. We also draw a lot of students from the work and travel, the J-1 work and travel program, and that's an international program that brings students in from all around the world, and that adds a lot of great value to our hospitality tourism industry, as we also draw a lot of people from around the world, and it's always nice to see a diversified group of employees.
Yeah, there's no question that it matches kind of the people that visit the hotels, right? I'm sure there are, Bar Harbor's a destination from all over the world. It's a beautiful place. You get the Acadia up there. It's just a beautiful area. And I can imagine that, you know, being able to have individuals work at the hotel that are from away actually adds to the guest, if you want to say, experience.
And it does. It's interesting. We have people from Macedonia, we have students from Russia, we have students from a variety of different countries, and it's interesting how many guests that actually come and visit Bar Harbor and the Acadia National Park area from these countries. And so it's quite interesting when they arrive and potentially their housekeeper or their server or the person greeting them at the front desk is from their country, and it always is such a great topic of conversation, and it almost feels like a little part of home has come with you. So we always find it extremely valuable to have a nice diversified group of people working for us. And again, these students add great value to our team.
You know, one of the things that I can envision when you're trying to hire that many people is the onboarding process in regards to getting them acclimated, to getting them, you know, to understand all the different measured parts of and processes that happen in a hotel setting. Talk to us a little bit about some of the processes you've put in place in regards to, you know, getting people onboarded properly, getting people trained properly, and really making sure that the experience at a hotel level when you are bringing in 500 people for a period of time, what that really looks like, if you can explain that to us.
Sure. We begin the process, believe it or not, the moment we close our hotels the 1st of November. The process for the following year pretty much begins within a couple of weeks of the closing of the last of our hotels. And the process of building the relationships with the sponsors that we use from other countries and being able to make sure that we are either rehiring those students that were with us the year before or going into the colleges. The students may have been into school a year or two for hospitality, and they're returning to us their third or fourth year. And so the process of making sure that these students are going to return to us, and not even just the students, in general, employees, as we do hire a variety of employees, but we're working on improving the process each year of our recruitment and orientation. It's important that all of our employees go through our company-wide orientation. It's important that they have all of the safety knowledge and harassment and all of the compliant aspects of being employed with us. And so nurturing all of that along and building new programs to keep it fresh and keep it new so that employees are always knowing that Witham Family Hotels, we pride ourselves on being a place of choice. And so returning is extremely important to us. And being a seasonal company, sometimes that can be extremely challenging because folks may find a different position in the winter months that may not allow them to return to us the following year. But we certainly have hopes and intentions that each year they'll return and we'll be able to once again grow and develop them and give them a great experience.
We're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. I'm your host, David Chulo. We are talking about really the challenge, the unique challenges that happen when you have a seasonal business, especially in the hospitality end, when you're hiring 500 employees each spring, really, for a summer season, and the major task that that takes from an onboarding process to a hiring process. You know, Terry, one of the other things that came to mind, you mentioned a little bit about it, is how do you source these candidates all across the globe? How do you source just even locally those candidates? What are some of the techniques or things that you use that you've found to be effective in regards to sourcing?
Well, as I mentioned, we've really developed a great culture over the past several years at Witham Family Hotels, and we really work hard to be a place of choice. So we begin by being proud about that place of choice and making a wonderful work environment for people that they want to come back and learn and grow. But aside from that, we also rely on a variety of sponsors that help us to bring in students and workers from other countries. And we participate in a variety of job fairs, and we post a lot of our positions online. And as we realize and recognize today, the world is very much into the independence of being able to go online and search for jobs. So we do a lot of advertising, a lot of networking. We work with several of the colleges, and those are relationships that we just nurture year-round and at all times as because of the fact that we do have to hire so many people. And so we participate with a sponsor out of Portland, Maine, that brings in a lot of our J-1 work and travel students. We also work with a sponsor out of the Cape that's been working with us for a long time to bring in our H-2B workers. We have many workers that come in from Jamaica. These people are our family members. They've been working with us for many, many years, and they themselves go back to their own countries and recruit people to want to come work for us as well. And so I think that it certainly takes a village to make this all happen and bring it all together. And keeping those healthy relationships and really just networking within our circle really helps to strengthen. We're very blessed in this area as well of Hancock and Washington County in that our career centers and a lot of our colleges are always looking to place students with us as well.
You talked a little bit about the culture, and certainly I want to get into that a little bit heavier in the next segment, but talk to me a little bit about, from a hiring perspective, how do you define culture when people are trying to be hired? You know, how do you explain your culture to someone who's interested in being hired by your organization?
Well, Witham Family Hotels, that word family really has great value to us, and it really means a lot. This company has been owned and operated by the Witham family since 1987 when Mr. Witham purchased the Bar Harbor Inn. And it's grown over the years in that family culture. we really look out for one another, and we're very dedicated and very loyal. And I think that when someone is looking to join a company or a business that has that family value, I think that has a lot of importance in today's world. We have a lot of longevity here in this company. One of our housekeepers has been with Mr. Witham for 33 years. Well, this is about to be her 33rd year. And there are many, many people in this company that have been with Mr. Witham for 20 years, 25 years, and 30 years. And so I think that that says a lot about our culture. I think it really speaks to the fact that we're a company that values trust and integrity, and we love and take pride in building and growing people. And so I think in today's world, those are great values that people are looking for. So I think that our culture is based around that.
No, I think you're right. I think, look, I mean, people work for people, right? They don't work for companies. They work because of their supervisor. They work because of someone that they believe in. They believe in the organization, but they also believe in who they work with, because that is who impacts them every day. You know, we see it all the time. People rarely leave a company because of the company. They leave because of a person or because of a situation typically created by a person. So it really becomes, if you want to call it, H2H, which is human to human contact, rather than any other relationship that's driven from an organization to an individual themselves.
And that certainly speaks to us as well, because we really are people to people. The relationships that we have with one another, from professional relationships to personal relationships here in this company, there's so many wonderful, wonderful stories that just make you smile and make your heart filled with joy, the togetherness and just the support that we have for one another. Many years ago, a group of folks here in the company found the need for a benevolence fund, and that's about 15 years old in this company, and it's always been 100% supported by the employees of the company. And that, to me, is something that is of great pride. And when you're in need of something, or you're in need of a small amount of money and you don't have it, and this fund is there to provide it, it's just a sense of pride knowing that everyone's $5 adds up to make a difference. And to me, that's really what it's all about. We're asking our people to provide exceptional guest experiences for our guests. And it's important that we, from the HR aspect of this, provide those experiences for our people, which are our employees.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things that we have found in talking over the show many, many years is that companies do unique things, right? They do unique things that really focus on their employees. And the stronger that relationship is between the employee and the organization, the more the organization's able to move ahead, right? The more the organization's able to really rely on them in the good times and in the tough times. And that's what really we see when companies go out of their way to do these extra little things.
Yes, and again, the blessings for us is that we all work together, and it's very small communities that we're all in, and we see one another in the grocery stores, and, we see each other in a lot of the community areas, and, just having that recognition of one another and knowing that we're not only coworkers, but we're also part of a family that really cares. I think that is the Witham way, and we often refer to things in our company as the Witham way, and really what we're speaking about when we say that is how much we value each other as people and as coworkers, and always being there for one another is just extremely important. It sets the stage for success.
We're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
At 154 years old, Verrill Dana has an illustrious history and more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill Dana serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill Dana, one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact them today at verrilldana.com.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The best paints for the job site are at the Home Depot, specifically new Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer. It starts at only $23.98 a gallon. It's specially formulated to spray easier and cover walls faster. A lot faster. So you're done and on to the next job faster. Better paint means better jobs. New Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer, starting at just $23.98 a gallon. You'll only find it in one place. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only.
And we're back. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. I'm David Chuo, your host, and today we're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. Witham Family Hotels are up in the Bar Harbor, Maine area, 13 hotels, and they hire 500 employees every spring for summer season. That has its own challenges, which we, of course, talked about in the last segment. You know, Terry, one of the other things that's interesting about your organization is you talk about servant leadership. That's a term used. I've heard it before in some other areas and other hospitality areas. What exactly do you define that as, and how do you define that in your organization?
Well, I think servant leadership is something that is extremely important in terms of we need to support so many people here in this company that work for us. And serving them, making sure that their needs are met each day when they come into work to serve our guests is really important for us to do. And I would dare say most of the leaders in this company are servant leaders in the way that, coming in each day and making sure that their teams are ready to provide the exceptional guest service that we do. And the old model of working from the top down doesn't always seem to work in the world of hospitality. It's so important for us as leaders to be there on the foundation, supporting up. And so to me, servant leadership is really serving the people that are following us and are coming in every day and making that difference. And so being able to be there for them is extremely important. And we take great pride in that. Several managers in this company come to mind as just phenomenal servant leaders.
You know, one of the things that's part of being a servant leader is understanding your role in the organization, right? And really understanding that you're there because the customer's there and you're there to serve the customer. You're there, even if that means that you're in a department that may never touch the actual customer itself, you still have a servant role to the people who do that. Explain how your organization takes that and takes that to the next step.
We're a group of leaders that never think above, we never think beneath, we always think with. Being with our people every day, regardless of the position that they're in terms of serving the guest, is extremely important. Communication in that line is very, very important. Communicating the importance of the positions, our maintenance departments and our laundry facilities and our laundry folks that work in our laundry departments, they may not always be seen by our guests, but they're certainly contributing as much to the guest experience as any one frontline person. So supporting all of those areas is very, very important to us, and communicating the importance of them working together from the behind the house, the behind the lines, as well as the front of the house. It's extremely important that they're always communicating. And I think us as leaders, it's important that we're always there supporting that. And so we're very hands-on managers here in this company.
You know, hands-on is fine. But is there a, how do you balance being hands-on and also giving them the freedom and flexibility to make decisions and make sure that it doesn't become, you know, a top-down decision-making process for the guest?
Each day, we all meet with our teams. Each morning, there's always team huddles and team meetings going on. And I think listening to what our people need for the day to be able to go out and perform their positions and their jobs to the best of their abilities is something that is extremely important in communicating the importance of their position. And it's from the greenery outside of our hotels being pruned to perfection and the flowers looking beautiful to, you know, the linen and laundry being taken care of every day. And I think just encouraging our workers to be the best they can and to just really go out and have fun, enjoy the guest as well as their coworkers. And so for us, you will see any of our managers working at the front desk. You will see managers out around the property picking up trash, picking up cigarette butts. Once again, we're very, very good at being with our people every day and listening to what their needs are to be the very best that they can.
We're talking about culture, servant leadership. We're talking with Terry Swanson, who is the Witham Families Hotel HR director. You also talk a little bit about using coaching and mentoring. And first of all, how do you define the difference between coaching and mentoring?
Well, I think for me, coaching is encouraging someone to do the things that they want to do, but they find that terror barrier, that feeling of fear is there, and they just can't seem to get beyond the threshold of that. So for me, I think coaching a person to do the things that they really want to do is a little bit different than mentoring. For me, mentoring a person is really listening to what it is that they want to do or that they're interested in doing, and then being able to give them feedback on the areas that maybe they need to improve or they need to work on, or just sort of kind of guiding them in a path that will take them where they want to go. So for me, I think coaching and mentoring, coaching is a little bit more of trying to push you beyond that fear barrier that you have, as opposed to mentoring is more of just the encouragement to take the path that you're looking to take.
Let's break them down separately a little bit here and how you use it, especially let's start with the mentoring part. I would suspect with having an organization that has individuals with 20, 25, 30, 33 years of experience, the ability to use that knowledge and bring it down to the level of new hires or even people who are moving up within the ranks is key. How do you set that up? How do you make that happen? And how do you set measurable, tangible, you know, takeaways so that it's actually more of a process than just a kind of by happenstance?
Well, from the mentoring aspect, we do have a lot of amazing seasoned folks that work for us that are very experienced in a variety of different departments. And example being one of our housekeepers that's been here for 25 years. And I think it's sitting down with this person and sharing with them what our goals are in terms of bringing on younger folks or people that may not be as experienced in housekeeping as they are. And we just sort of kind of work and give the tools to this executive housekeeper or this very seasoned housekeeper in some of the areas that this one or two or five housekeepers that are coming into their department might need. So we really try to help them become the mentor and sort of kind of help them guide the newbies along the way. They're certainly very experienced, but sometimes it's a little bit challenging because you can be dealing with generational differences, and you can have a younger person working with an older person, and so the work ethic might be a little bit different, and the value system may be a little bit different, but that person of experience certainly has a lot to share with the younger generations. And so for me, that's mentoring people along by using some of our experienced people.
When you're talking about using a mentoring process, how do you measure it? How do you try to look at how individuals actually take the time to be connected with the right mentor? And how do you set that process up?
Well, I think it begins by doing a little bit of interviewing with both individuals. If we're looking at bringing in younger housekeepers, and we know that maybe they're more of an introvert, more of a quieter person, and then we try to place them with someone that is certainly going to be compatible with them in the way of teaching and nurturing and showing them what to do and how to do. So I think it's really listening. And the other thing is we work very hard to make sure that we know our people, that we know their strengths and we know their weaknesses. And so I think following up with, we always try to go back and speak with the new housekeepers or the new maintenance folks or the new front desk people. And we try to ask, you know, what are you learning? What are some of the areas that we may be falling short in, or what are some of the things that you're finding to be great strengths? So I think listening to our people and just getting the feedback from them is what helps us to move the process along in whichever direction it goes. Sometimes we place people in positions that they're really not meant for. And so it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of nurturing to figure out if we really do have them in the right seat on the right bus. And so having the luxury of multiple properties with a lot of different personalities, we have the ability to actually move people around and to make sure that we do connect them with the right group of people or the right team.
One of the other things you mentioned is coaching. And we talked, obviously, a little bit about being mentoring and coaching being slightly different. What are some of the key roles that you find that coaching really works in? Does it work at every level, or how have you really been able to use coaching as a key to success there?
I think identifying a person that is interested in being coached. Being coached, I think you have to have the mentality that you want to grow and that you are a person of courage. And so when I have the opportunity to coach someone, once we figure out what it is they're looking to grow in or what they're looking to develop, whether it be a personal or it be a professional, and I think outlining what it is they want to do and coaching them along, again, I go back to the terror barrier, that fear of not wanting to, you get up against the wall and all of a sudden you just want to turn away from it because, you know, fear sets in. Coaching a person through that, and an example for us would be potentially a front desk person that's been with us a couple of years and has had an opportunity to see the organization and see the opportunities for growth. And they may not necessarily just have the courage to want to apply for a managerial or a supervisory position, but they have all the talent and all the skills it takes to do it. They just don't have the courage. And so I think once we identify that in a person, we work very closely and we work, you know, to help coach them past that fear, because generally it's that one small thing that will prevent a person from taking that next step. And we're always, always wanting our people to grow and to develop. And, you know, it's managerial positions are not easy to fill, and it's not a lot of people for some of these positions. And so knowing the culture and knowing our company, we take great pride of wanting the people within to position themselves for these types of positions.
We're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay long sleeve tees are just $29.99 each when you buy two or more.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. You're listening to the HR Power Hour at HRPowerHour.com, and I am your host, David Chulub. We're talking with our good friend here, Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels, and we're talking about the HR hospitality field, some of the challenges that are faced, but also some of the rewards that go out there of being in a hotel environment. Terry, we've talked quite a bit about the recruiting side. We've talked about mentoring. We've talked about coaching. We've talked about really servant leadership. But one of the areas you mentioned last segment was about generational differences. And I can imagine having 250 employees that are year-round, as well as an additional 500 people that come in during the summertime, there may be some different generations that work there. Just maybe. Just possibly. And that may at times, not only with the generational side, cause challenges. Tell us a little about how you deal with that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're very blessed in the longevity of employees that we've had here in this company, and we have several that have been here for upwards to 25 years, and we have a couple of housekeepers that have been here for 33 years. So that in itself can tell you that these are not millennials. These are amazingly older generation that just bring such great value to this company, and we just don't know how we'd do it without them. But sometimes the challenges with the younger generations and the older generations is that there doesn't seem to be a compatibility sometimes with the work ethic, maybe. And you know, today's world is so high tech, and cell phones are something that are carried among 80% of the people today, and there's still that group of folks that they don't use cell phones and they don't use the technology, and so they're used to just coming into work each day and really putting their heads right down and going to work and without those types of interruptions. And so sometimes being able to get our employees that have been with us for many years and the younger generations, trying to get them to understand the differences can be a bit of a challenge. But it really works well, I think, once we have an understanding of the diversified group of people that we're working with. Again, we're very blessed. I think many people are open-minded about what the younger generations have to bring to us, even though we may be a little bit skeptical from the beginning. But we've actually begun to really embrace the whole worlds of cell phones, and they're utilized at work for work purposes every day. So I think really it's overall we're very fortunate and blessed that people are pretty open-minded today in accepting the different types of work ethic. And and they're more understanding of one another. So I think for the most part, we're working through these types of things very well as a society in general.
You know, it's interesting. Last month, we had on our show a couple of attorneys from Vero Dana, who are a great sponsor of the show, and they talked a lot about wearable technology and the challenges that can be faced about, you know, technology in general. I can imagine in the hospitality world, where you're dealing with, you know, people that come in every day, that this could be a challenge at times in terms of how people use their technology and where they can use the technology and so forth. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you have in place in regards to looking at technology and how it is a help and sometimes a challenge for you.
Well, in terms of it being a help, our properties are very large, and some of them have separate buildings. So they're potentially, the Bar Harbor Inn has four different buildings that it has hotel rooms in. And so you can have people on one end of the property and the executive housekeeper on the other end of the property. And being able to communicate back and forth by just sending a text message to one another is just amazing. Like, we sometimes wonder, how did we ever do it before we had such technology to be able to allow us such quick, instant messaging with one another and being able to update on the rooms being ready for guests. And so in that aspect, it's been a wonderful blessing for us. But from the areas that can be a little bit challenging is, when you have that phone on you, it's so hard to not check it when it's beeping and buzzing and what have you. And sometimes it can really take us away from our day-to-day tasks that we're trying to do. And so that sometimes can be a challenge. But I think for the most part, we've been fortunate with our folks in that our executive housekeepers or our maintenance managers or what have you most generally set the stage when the employee comes on board as to what their level of tolerance is with technology today. And so the instant messaging of being able to know, hear from an employee as to whether they're able to come into work or not come into work, I would say that that's all been a benefit to us. It's taken a little bit of time to grow in it, as you know, the resistance of that service was there for some time. But I think that at this day and age, we're pretty much over that.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned in regards to this, you know, this generational challenge that sometimes happens, even though obviously people are willing to share information, do you find that some people are concerned about, hey, if I show others, you know, my way or the tricks that I've learned, that maybe, you know, I'm not as relevant? You know, these are some of the things we hear sometimes, is that people are a little more territorial in terms of their, you know, learning and what they're willing to share. Have you seen that, or have you seen a more openness in terms of individuals being willing to do that?
Well, I think regarding our industry, I think that it's a very much of a shared role. I'm not really sure that many of our folks, for instance, feel that they would not want to share the information for the simple fact that we know the challenges we face in trying to have a full team each year, and there are times that you have to sort of kind of work through the challenges of whether you think or you like what someone's doing. It would really be more of the nature to take on the attitude of I'm going to try to make them understand why it's important that we do the things the way we do them, because we need the help. So I think that we're very fortunate in the fact that, again, a lot of our employees are really helpful. They very much believe in the next generation and the younger generation. And let's face it, they don't want to do the work all by themselves. So we sort of kind of need to just embrace everyone's strengths and really try to enhance the weaknesses that, you know, we all come with. Everybody comes to work in the you know, each day with weaknesses. And I think just having people around wanting to help strengthen them is really a key factor for any work environment that you're in.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, look, if organizations and people within the organizations have developed a culture where sharing is valued, right, and people see the value in providing that information, a value in a reward of saying this information, and that they feel that they're going to be, you know, thanked, right? There's a little bit of a thank you goes a long way. It goes a long way in an employment setting.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that we take into, that's just a high value for us. appreciation is so important. And our company, once again, is extremely blessed in the fact that we do show a lot of appreciation for our employees. Mr. Witham has always been very generous and very kind to his people, and his son, David C. Witham, has now taken over and is president and of the company. And again, appreciation and gratitude has definitely been something extended once again. And I think the people of this company really feel that, and it's important. I tell you, you cannot say thank you enough to people. You really can't. And this is hard work, you know, cleaning rooms every day and keeping the grounds immaculate and dealing with people can be a challenge, but if you just go about it with a good attitude and gratification, I think that it's a win-win.
Absolutely. We're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. Terry, before we go to break, you know, one of the things that HR professionals that are out there think about is, hey, you know, what is it like to be an HR professional somewhere else, right? They're like, oh, do I face the same challenges that, you know, they face in hospitality, that they face in manufacturing, that they face in, you know, medical, that they face in other areas? And at the end of the day, of course, the answer is yes, of course. Every HR professional faces the same daily challenges that occur on a day-to-day basis from employee situations or whatever happens. You've been at the organization how long?
I've been 7 years.
7 years. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
As you think about those 7 years, what are one or two things that, you know, you could share with the HR audience of things you learned to cope with that situations and move forward?
I think one of the biggest strengths for me in my 7 years is really gathering several friends and networking in the HR world in general. I happen to be part of six other gals in the state of Maine that are all human resource directors, and most of us in the hospitality industry. And we rely on one another all the time. It's interesting. We call each other our lifelines, because there's often times that we come up against challenges in this side of the hospitality world that we sometimes just don't know how to get through. But it seems as though I've never been in a situation that one of these great people that deal with so many of the challenging situations, they help you to get through it. And I think relying on them and being a part of the HR societies, there's so many opportunities out there to be able to work through some of the challenges. But, you know, the greatest thing is, at the end of the day, the human side of what we do every day is so rewarding. Just knowing that you're making a difference in people's lives every day, from just listening to the challenges that they may be employees may be facing out there, to just really being able to make things happen for them, it's very rewarding. And I feel beyond blessed to be in this position and have the opportunity to really build relationships with over 700 people that work for this company in itself. And I have to tell you that people are my passion, and I can't imagine doing anything but this every day. And I don't think you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to go into the world of HR. I think it's something that's in your blood. It's that human side of an organization that's just very attractive to people that are passionate about people.
We're talking with Terry Swanson, HR Director for Witham Family Hotels. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for 88 years, and they can help you too. Talk with an agent today so you can see if your coverage is ready for whatever curveballs may come your way. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because, well, we've seen a thing or two. Put our experience into play at Farmers.com. Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Farmers.com.
Bum, 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 bum.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors. Even asthmatic triggers, indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. You know, we've been having a wonderful conversation. I'm your host, David Chulo, with the HR Power Hour. By the way, as a reminder to everyone, you can go to HRPowerHour.com right after the show. You'll be able to see the information that we talked about today. Listen to the show again if there's a segment that you have some real interest in, and certainly be able to get contact information for our guests. And I want to make sure everybody knows that, because, you know, we talked to some great people like Terry Swanson here, and we want to make sure that you're able to contact them afterwards if you have an additional question. So, Terry, as we wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show here today, you know, let's talk a little bit about, if you could, the Witham Family Hotels. Tell people a little bit about them. Tell them why, you know, it might be a place that you say to yourself, hey, I might be interested in that suite of hotels, maybe where they are, what the 13 hotels are. You know, give some information if you could.
Sure. We are a group of 13 hotels. We are 9 in Bar Harbor, 3 in Ellsworth, and we have a wonderful Hampton Inn in Saco, Maine. One of the great things about our company is we have a very diversified portfolio. We own franchised hotels as well as independent hotels. So we're really able to offer people a pretty wide range of experience in terms of learning different structures. The Hilton, we have Hilton products, we have Choice, we have Best Western, and again are very fortunate with those franchises for the fact that you know, some of the college students that come and work for us, they oftentimes go back to their schools in other states or other areas where one of those franchised hotels may be. And so they're able to come and learn the experience of a Hampton Inn and all of its standards. And once you've learned those standards, and you're able to apply them to any Hampton Inn, and it makes you more valuable in terms of being hired by another hotel. And so we often find that people do enjoy joining our team for the fact that they're able to learn the brand standards of these particular franchised hotels. The other part with our independent hotels is independent hotels are going to be around for years and years to come. And while they may not have standards that are listed under a franchised name, they certainly have standards. And they're very unique in that they offer that different experience as opposed to a more standard. So we really think it's a great opportunity for anyone to want to come to work for Witham Hotels, for the fact that it gives you a lot of ability and opportunities to be able to transfer the knowledge and skills that you have here with us to any other place in the world. And our Bar Harbor Inn, we know that as our mothership. Mr. Witham purchased that in 1987, and we're about to have our 30th year anniversary with the Bar Harbor Inn, and very proud of that property. It's very historical and very well known, And then we have just a fleet of vessels beyond the other 12 hotels that, again, are Bar Harbor and Ellsworth and Saco. And so we're very, very proud of this company and very proud of the growth, and certainly attribute a lot of this hard work to Mr. Witham over the years of building just a phenomenal team to take care of these hotels.
No, it's awesome. I think, you know, one of the things that people may not realize is, you know, this is a group of hotels that's really come together under many different names, but it still provides the same experience for an individual to go to. And from an employee perspective, a lot of opportunity for growth and a lot of opportunity for individuals to really learn, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, is the experience.
And it really is. And it also, you know, it allows people to experience different properties. If, for example, you may, you know, not want to travel to Bar Harbor, and you may live in the Bucksport, or you may live in one of the outer line areas of the Ellsworth region, and having the hotels here in Ellsworth allows people to come in and be able to experience hospitality and without having to travel to Bar Harbor. But then you have people that come in the summer and they just love the island and they love being on the island, and having the opportunity to potentially work at one of nine of our hotels is really a great thing. And we have a lot of employees that transfer from one hotel to another hotel just for the simple fact that the personalities at an independent hotel may be really what someone's looking for and not necessarily the more standardized franchise. And so having that ability and having that diversity in our portfolio is really, it's very interesting. It makes everyone happy.
No, it really does. So I want to thank you, Terry, for taking the time today to be on the show, to provide your expertise in regards to HR having to do with the hospitality industry. Your organization does some great work, and I really appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to share that with us today.
Well, you're so welcome. It was absolutely a pleasure, and thank you kindly for having me.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. And now your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Can you be a whistleblower if it's your job to blow the whistle? I'm Ben Ford from VeralDana's Labor and Employment Group. Whistleblower protection laws are designed to encourage people to drop a dime on their employer's illegal or unsafe activity. The law does this by guaranteeing protection from retaliation from the employer. Often, underperforming employees will claim immunity from termination because they complained about activity going on in the company. Well, what happens when that employee is the one who is actually paid to uncover the activity in the first place? In a recent case, an employee in an HR department was terminated for poor performance and then brought a claim against the company claiming she was actually terminated for bringing incidents of sexual harassment to the attention of management. An Alabama federal court dismissed the case, ruling that it was the employee's job to bring up those incidents in the first place, and that, quote, the employee engages in protected activity if she crosses the line from being an employee performing her job to an employee lodging a personal complaint, end quote. We call this the manager rule. Got a question about a whistleblower case? Contact Veral Dana.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBRadio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.